Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Sunday, November 27th, 2022, the first Sunday in Advent. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. God of the future, you are coming in power to bring all nations under your rule. We confess that we have not expected your kingdom, for we live casual lives, ignoring your promised judgment. We accept lies as truth, exploit neighbors, abuse the earth, and refuse your justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your way and to seek things that will endure when Christ comes to judge the world. Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You encompass me, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night. Darkness is not dark to you, the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. My days were fashioned before they came to be. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would need to be like yours. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! You that thirst for blood, depart from me. They speak despitefully against you. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my restless thoughts. Look well whether there be any wickedness in me, and lead me in the way that is everlasting. Almighty God, Creator of the universe, we are filled with wonder at all your works and overwhelmed by your infinite wisdom. We praise you for your majesty, yet even more we rejoice that you do not forget us, yet desire to know and care for us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A brief reading from the second epistle of St. Peter. We wait for a new heavens and a new earth where your righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by the Lord at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. O God, you have designed this wonderful world and know all things good for us. Give us such faith that by day and by night, at all times and in all places, we may without fear entrust those who are dear to us to your never-failing love, in this life and in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, the Canticle of Simeon. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us, this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.